together we stand, divided we fall. Come on now, people, let's get on the ball and work together. Come on, come on, let's work together. Because together we will stand, every boy, girl, woman, and man.
This is Fight Back with Bob Fitrakis and Connie Goodell Newton on WCRS 102.1, 98.3.
And this is Bob Fitrakis live in the studio here at 1021, the fabulous Hannah House. And we've got some things happening today. I got a special guest we'll introduce in a minute. Just came back from the State House where the notorious Senate Bill 5 passed, after the Republicans were forced to remove a Republican senator, Senator Sykes, from the committee where it was being discussed to break a 6-6 tie and get a 7-5 vote. So Senate Bill 5 is passed. And let me tell you what I think is the best analogy of it. Former Secretary of State Jennifer Bruner on her website had the following analogy. There's three people at a table, a CEO, a Tea Party member, and public employees. The CEO sits down, takes 11 cookies, and then screams loudly to the Tea Party member, "He's coming for your cookie! The unions are coming to take your cookie!" That's what's happening in Ohio. John Kasich, Fox News, Lehman Brothers, who sold us those junk assets, coming to strip mine the assets of the people. And we've got Steve Dodge here today, extraordinarily talented, and plays at Free Press Salons. Give us a song, Steve. The first one dealing with solidarity. Here comes another one.
I caught her eye when she peeked at me. She said, "You are no whistle crying. It might be just the one for me, but if not, I won't waste your time. Come on, advance in the other room, and I'd sure like to shake it with you. I'm not saying I want to be your groom, I just want to dance with you. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Satisfied.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Satisfied.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
All right.
Nice.
Stephen Dodge, tell us a little about yourself, Stephen. Music, and as I understand, also does some comedy as well.
Sure, I'm a musician, have been all my life. About 5 years ago, I started stand-up, and it's turned out to be a portion of my income now.
Ah, paid comedian. Connie Goodell Newton aspires to that.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I try to be funny, but I don't know if I actually am. So, so we've heard some of your music. Tell us about your comedy routine. Can you do any of it for us on the radio show?
Or is does that any of it involve possible? Governor Kasich?
Well, maybe so. in a sort of a oblique way, maybe so. I wish I could do my stand-up routine for you, but it doesn't translate to radio. I use a flashlight, and it's a visual thing. So, let me make a long story short. I'm introduced as the devil. So, I walk on stage and slowly raise the flashlight under my chin and make a scary flashlight face. And, of course, you have to be there. It's hilarious. Anyway.
Okay, and we're going to have them back on Halloween.
Yeah.
And we'll stream it live.
How did you come up with your idea of the devil? Did you have a certain inspiration for that?
Did it involve John Kasich?
Was it about the governor?
Yeah, indirectly, yes, it did, yeah. I had done comedy a few times, just a handful of times, and I sat at the bar waiting for my turn at open mic night at Andy Mann's Treehouse, and I spotted the flashlight laying behind the bar. So I asked the bartender if I could borrow the flashlight. So I did it, used it for my routine, and everybody thought it was funny. So
what does the devil do, or what is he like, according to Stephen Dodge?
Well,
what happens to him? Or
let me hasten to add, I'm not the real devil. It's just my stand-up routine.
Right, the character.
But here's the question we want to know. Do you give the devil his due?
Yeah. Well, I won the stand-up comedy contest 3 times so far.
Ooh, sounds like it. And the other question, what is the devil's due?
That's a great question. That's a great question. So, should I expound on this?
Or since play a we're song here? To explain it.
Well,
your choice.
I felt obligated since I'm committed to this role as the devil.
Okay.
What would the devil really do? The devil, the real devil, wouldn't do stand-up as the devil. Right? The devil would do stand-up
as Pauly Shore.
As Jesus? Well, what would Jesus do? What would the devil do?
Well, you're getting warm. You're getting warm.
Okay.
Okay, how can I make a long story short?
The devil does stand-up.
I got to tell, you know, I'm here.
Just
I
come out
tell
with
this
it,
story.
Steven.
All right. So after a couple years of doing the devil hundreds of times, I told...
Sounds like fun.
The host of the open mic nights, a friend of mine, we play in a band together, in fact. And I had already done the devil 100 times. And people say I resemble George Carlin in appearance. So when George Carlin died, I thought, well, gee, maybe that should be something I talk about, and but I never say anything. So I wanted to keep the act pure as the devil. Anyway. So I got to think of George Carlin, the 7 words you can't say on television. Mm-hmm. What if George Carlin were active as an up-and-coming comedian today in the 21st century? He would take that same idea. Of course, there aren't 7 words that have any shock value left.
a lot of old white guys don't like it when I talk about old white guys.
And I'm an old white, well, middle-aged white guy. And Connie, by the way, is a witch, and that means she did have sex with the devil.
It was pretty. It was actually pretty awesome. I've been doing the devil for a couple of years too.
Oh, I see. Well, nice to see you again.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure. Good. Well, you know, I know a lot of times as a comedian, you probably, you know, I have the impression that comedians a lot of times make off-color jokes to make, you know, to make a certain point or something, and a lot of times it's misunderstood. I mean, I've seen a lot of people making very sexist jokes that are offensive to women, and, you know, I think sometimes, you know, it... The comedian may have, you know, various different kinds of intentions when they do that. And I think, you know, it's probably walking a fine line when you talk about race and gender in comedy sometimes.
Yeah, because it's,
you know, easy to be misunderstood.
People that are gay can use the Q word, but people that aren't.
Queer.
And nuns,
yeah, he's
right?
He's talking
and
about
nuns.
Queer.
How do you know that? I was thinking queen.
Yeah.
Now,
oh, okay.
I'm
queen.
No, it wasn't now the keyword. No, you were right. I'm just fooling. But we're about to take a break, but I'm thinking in content. It's just like, you know, nuns can use the A word, abstention. But, okay, let's take a break.
This is Fight Back with Bob Fetrakis and Connie Goodell Newton on WCRS 98.3 102.1. And our guest today is Stephen Dodge, local musician and comedian.
Hello. Glad to be here.
Good. Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
But is that comedy or performance art, or is there a difference?
Mm-hmm. Right. Well,
good question, right?
I've already been referred to as a performance artist rather than a comedian by a lot of the local pro comedians. They don't want to call me a comedian. I won the comedy contest 3 times, though, by audience response. So, just with the flashlight. Anyway, it's...
Well, you know, Charlie Chaplin did a lot of silent comedy, right? I mean, so just because you're not using words, I would think, it doesn't mean that it's not comedy.
People enjoy the
Charlie
devil
Chaplin.
Routine.
Yeah, he's
they
a
laugh
historical
at
comedic figure, so... would you like to play us another song?
Sure. Good idea.
There was an interesting court case that was decided today by the Supreme Court. It was the Fred Phelps,
the Ohio Supreme
Church.
Court?
No, the
U.S. Supreme
I think
Court.
The U.S. Supreme Court. The it's slipping my mind right now. That Fred Phelps has his church that went and protested the funeral of a service.
And they're famous for their slogan, quote, God hates fags.
God hates fags, yeah.
Quote.
And so,
that's
you
a
know,
quote.
They've
it's
said a lot of really offensive things about people in the military. I think they said, thank goodness for dead soldiers or something like
that? Yeah, they see it as the wrath of God, is that soldiers are dying because the United States tolerates homosexuals.
Right. So so there was a family who brought a suit against them for intentional infliction of emotional distress. And they originally won their suit, but it was appealed and went all the way up to the Supreme Court. And I guess they ruled today, or very recently, that that the church was actually protected under free speech, freedom of speech. So, they cited, you know, how great it was for dialogue, you know. And, you know, it's to me, it was very shocking because the members of the church seemed to actually incite violence against homosexuals. Or I hate that word, you know, gay people, queer people, you know, anybody really who's different and doesn't go to their church, honestly, if it's a sexual orientation difference or gender difference, or, you know, if they, you know, I mean, I'm anti-war. I don't think they're really anti-war either.
No, they're really not. They're pro-Armageddon.
Right.
But in that scenario, actually, I'm on the other side of this issue as a civil libertarian. And I would make a distinction between fighting words that are individually directed and general sentiments of religious expression. That is that it appears, however twisted, that they actually believe that is their theology. So I more fear the power of the state to repress thought. I don't trust my own state and government. I hate to be overly anarchistic here. To decide what are good thoughts and bad thoughts, because historically they never outlawed the Ku Klux Klan, but they did outlaw the Communist Party.
Yeah.
Right? They have after historically. Well, when they get to pick and choose, generally, they like to pick to suppress people like us, Connie.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I just, you know, I think they should have let the IED claim go. I think that, you know, that these, I think that, you know, the even though it was speech, it was, you know, maybe they genuinely felt that way. I think that they did cause emotional distress to the family, you know, who had just lost a loved one, that they were invading the privacy of the family to mourn. I think they should have let the emotional distress claim go.
But they weren't in the funeral home, right? I mean, they weren't allowed in the funeral home where the family could have been. I mean, historically, I know, but there's public spaces. I mean, we picket all the time. Historically, streets, parks, publics. I mean, as long as they're not, you know, and I despise this church and would demonstrate against it and would think I have a right to go to Fred Phelps' sidewalk outside his church and say he's a bigot, because that's my right. What I'm opposed to is that the state having the right to pick and choose. For example, I would argue that I probably hurt people's feelings when I tell them, and I have on occasion, I feel bad about it, that, you know, your brother, sister, husband who's fighting and occupying Iraq is not fighting for my freedom. My freedoms aren't threatened. They jacked the country, and unfortunately, your husband or daughter or wife is in the military, and they're forced to go there probably because of economic pressures. They joined the military, and if they didn't go there, they'd be in Leavenworth. They'd be put in prison, and I know it's not their choice, but I'm not buying into a myth with two friendly oceans on either side and two friendly countries, Canada and Mexico, in any way they're protecting my freedom. In fact, they're working for a militaristic state that threatens my freedom through its military and through the prison industrial complex. Now, that might inflict emotional distress because they may be under the delusion that somehow we're being protected from freedom, when in fact I feel they're threatening my freedoms by going all over the world, provoking people in other territories and bringing terrorists to the United States.
Well, I'm definitely happy that my own free speech rights are protected. I talk on the radio, and I am a big proponent of blasphemy.
All right, so we agree on that aspect of free speech.
Good. We each have our niche for stressing the freedom of speech.
Okay, let's have a song and leave on an extra.
I went back to Ohio, but my city was gone. I stood on the back porch. There was nobody home. I was stunned and amazed as all my childhood memories slowly slid past like the wind through the trees. I said, hey, oh, where'd you go, Ohio?
This is Fight Back with Bob Fetrakis and Connie Goodell Newton on WCRS 98.3 102.1.